Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another installment of 12 Habits, and we are in habit number 6, the press-up challenge. This is a bit of a physical one. 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we'll strive to make or break habits each month. Now, we all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside, and that can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed. When in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right, has nothing to do with you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick for us so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable, because there is no point trying to stick to a habit if you have chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to and maintain. So this habit is a follow along, and I know that many of you, thank you so much for your messages, especially listeners who follow me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns, don't be shy about following me, have been watching my daily videos on my stories where I show the progress that I'm making. Now, with this habit, because every new 12 Habits episode lands on a Monday, and this particular month there are 4 Mondays, we get 4 episodes of the podcast to talk about this. And this is episode number 3, which feels like we're near the end. But maybe that's just how it's working in my head. And part of me wishes I had a bit more progress to share with you. So I started out at the very beginning doing push-ups, press-ups. I talked about this in the first episode. Press-ups is British, push-ups is American. Push-ups predates the British version. And I was trying for consistency to say press-ups, but I'm obviously interchanging. I hope that that isn't confusing for anyone. So I started out on the wall doing wall press-ups. And what they look like is, you stand in front of a wall, you put your arms out straight in front of you and put a little bit of distance between the tip of your middle finger and the wall. Make sure there's that little bit of distance. Then what you do is you stand on tiptoes, lean forward, put your hands at around sort of shoulder chest height, somewhere around that area, and you do the movement from there. So it really eases the load. You're not actually bearing much weight at all, and it allows you to perfect the movement. So that's where I started. Then I moved to a bench. When I moved to a bench and I was doing the press-up movement on my knees, so I was shortening the lever, which still meant that I was not having as much weight to bear during the press-up movement, but added a greater challenge. And last episode, I made the shift to press-ups on a table, which is the first stage in the progression where I was using the full lever, meaning my hands and my feet were touching the ground, so my feet are on the ground, I lean forward onto the table, I make sure that my back is straight, I clench my buttocks, I hold my stomach in. That sounds like that line from Dirty Dancing before they do the dance at the Sheldrake, doesn't it? Anyway, it doesn't at all, but let's move on. So so hands on the table, feet on the floor, straight back, and do the movement like that, and that adds a considerable amount of the load, so it's much more challenging, and I've been trying to get comfortable with that. So that's where I left you with the last episode. That's where I'd moved to. And there are a few things to note about doing this fitness challenge that extend beyond the goal of ultimately being able to hopefully do a press up by the end of the month. So the first one is, it's about showing up every day. So there's a great meme that shows what the difference between what we think showing up daily means and what it really means. And essentially there's a line of circles, and what we think showing up every day looks like, each circle is full. And what showing up every day really looks like is some are full, some are half full, some are nearly empty. You get the idea. It's not consistent effort, it's consistent showing up. And essentially, the difference is that showing up every day is something we think has to look perfect to count, when in actual fact, showing up, even if you can't give 100% each day, for whatever reason, is still a valuable part of the journey. It's better to show up and give what you've got. If it's everything that you've got and it's not your 100%, it's better than not showing up at all. So there have been days, especially in the last week, it's been really busy. There's been a lot going on. A few things haven't gone my way. I've hit a few brick walls with some things. And so my mental strength has been a bit in the can as well. And there have been days when I haven't felt as strong or I haven't felt as motivated. But each day, and you'll have seen this if you follow me on Instagram, just a reminder, I'm Adam McGunns, I've still made the effort to show up every day and I've done my sets. And I show you what I do in the morning on Instagram, usually after a workout. But I go over to the table probably 3 times a day and I do a couple of sets of 10 press-ups, or until I can really feel the exercise or can feel my form relaxing due to fatigue. And that's it. That's how I show up daily. So I do a set in the morning. I do a set some point if I'm working from home, probably do it around lunchtime. If I'm working from home, I'll do it before I have my dinner. And if I'm not working from home, then I do it when I'm here. I don't do it on the train. I'm not doing it in public. I'm not stopping lunches. Don't worry about that. It's all very much in the safe confines of the flat. So that's been really important, just showing up every day and realizing that is so important to the process. And so that brings me to the second thing that I've really noticed, and that's the cumulative benefits. And I'm not going to say that I can feel a full press up is going to happen by the end of the month, because it still feels way out of my grasp, if I'm honest. However, there's absolutely no doubt that my strength is increasing, and that feels good. And perhaps more importantly, I'm trying to practice what I preach, and I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, and that's enjoying the process. So as I sit here, I'm feeling my arms, and my biceps are definitely firmer, no doubt about it. And I know that my triceps, who do everything they can not to engage when I work out, are finally like, fine, like a pair of stroppy teenagers. And I know this because there's a pleasing ache in the back of my arms most of the time. But I'm also feeling that tightness in my core, my upper back, and definitely across my chest, which is all proof that even though I still can't do a full press up, that showing up every day, that consistent effort isn't in vain. The muscles that need to be trained are being trained, and I have to trust the process and that those cumulative benefits will manifest into the result I'm ultimately aiming for. And I think it can feel very tempting sometimes to set a goal and then focus so hard on that end point that you don't notice or appreciate what's happening on the way there. And that's true with anything, not just this physical challenge, but this has been a really good, valuable reminder to make note of the progress along the way and not just dismiss it because it's not the ultimate destination we have in mind. I don't necessarily agree with participation medals, but there is something about, okay, let's just say I don't do a full press up. Does that mean that every single day when I've developed a little bit more strength, when I've been able to progress and my form has stayed the same, does that mean I shouldn't appreciate those moments? Hell no, I am definitely going to appreciate them. And I think the third thing that's really stuck out for me is that this is just the beginning. And if there's one thing I'm confident of, it's that this won't be the only challenge I set myself like this. Even 3/4 of the way through, I like how it feels to be in the pursuit of something. And that's something I like having on the go, something that I'm doing. Oh yeah, I'm on course to do this. It's also very simple in that something that was impossible at the beginning becomes possible, hopefully, by the end. That is something I think I really like about it. It was saying, look, I can't do this and I want to be able to. So these are the steps. I've done my research. These are the progressions. These are the steps that I think I know I have to take to get to the end. So I'm going to trust it. I'm going to show up. And what's currently impossible is going to become possible. And maybe it won't happen by the end of this month, but I'm not going to give up. If I don't, I'm going to keep going until I do. And I know that many of you, my most excellent listeners, have things in your life that you want to achieve, goals that you set yourself and aim towards. And I think it's these smaller goals that may look frivolous or unimportant or like, what are you doing that for? Who cares about press-ups? But they lay really important foundations towards that sense of self and believing, well, if I can do that, I can do something else that I might set my mind to. So that's where I am with the press-ups. I'm lowering my level again, my lever again. So next time you see me on Instagram, you may have noticed that I am no longer on the table. I may be on the arm of the sofa, which is a little bit lower. So before we meet again, there may be some shifts. And I might have graduated to the floor by the time we meet next week. How's that? But, you know, before then, it's not going to be a full press up. I'm going to work on my knees first before I attempt that press up at the end of this habit, at the end of the month. Maybe I'll do a live. Shall I do a live? My last episode, the last day of the month, shall I do a live where I'm like, right, I'm going to attempt a full press up and you can tune in and see it in real time. Let me know if you'd like to watch a live or if you have any comments. And thank you for everybody who has been in touch and has been saying that they've been doing this too. They've been inspired or they've never been able to do a press up and they want to do one too. And so they're taking part in this challenge. I've loved reading your messages and I'm loving hearing about and seeing your progress. So thank you so much. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with me, it's thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can email me, or you can DM me. It's not email, is it? On Twitter and Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns, or you can join the Facebook group where I am sharing a little bit more than I'm sharing on Instagram with those videos. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.